Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. Hey, Mama, how are you today? Have you taken a deep breath today? Okay, I know you haven't, but before you do that, I'm gonna need you to unclench your jaw a little bit. Just move it around, because I know you're probably clenching it, and just roll your shoulders down and back, because they might be like tensed up to your ears. Did you do that? Okay, now let's take a breath together. Just like releases the tension. It's just a little teeny minute, not even a minute of self-care. Now, the other day, I was scrolling through my social media and I came across a post that basically said, stop telling moms that taking a shower is self-care. Showering is a necessity and not a luxury. Of course, I'm not quoting it word for word, but that was the general idea. And I have two very big problems with this post. One, it equated self-care to luxury. And I really, really hate when people do that because it makes self-care seem that it is an unattainable thing that is only for a select few. And that should never, ever be the case when it comes to self-care. It is not a luxury. It is a necessity. Now, can you do luxurious things for self-care? Absolutely. But to categorize self-care as a luxury immediately eliminates, disqualifies a lot of people from the equation because they deem that they cannot afford the quote-unquote luxury of self-care because they can't afford the time investment or what they imagine that it would cost them. It's not a luxury because every single person deserves it. Luxury insinuates that it is something extra. It is something in a category of its own that only a select few have access to. And that should never be how self-care is seen, because what happens with that is it becomes untouchable, unattainable, and people just give up on the idea. And so they think, well, all I can manage is a shower, so I'm not doing any form of self-care, so I'm just going to tap out of this scenario completely. And then all the possibilities of self-care just fall to the wayside because it doesn't fall in the category of luxury to that person, so therefore they dismiss the entire idea of self-care. And that grinds my gears. Just, it bothers me down to my soul because self-care is for everyone and it should never, ever, ever be seen or thought of as a luxury. Again, you can do luxurious things, but self-care is for everyone and it is a necessity. Now, the other part of that is to say that there's only one way of doing self-care, like showering is not self-care. It is self-care. Self-care happens on a very large spectrum. And on one side are the absolute bare necessities. And the other side are the upper luxurious things. And it just, there is an entire spectrum of self-care that can be a part of your practice. That can include a shower or can include a 10-day girls trip to wherever you want to go, or therapy, or working out with a trainer, or taking walks every day by yourself without your children. the spectrum is ongoing, because we have to remember, self-care is any act of care for yourself. Now, there are the bare minimum basics of eating, showering, and sleeping. And yes, they are basic. Every person, this should be available to every person. But some people are at a point in their life where they're not readily available. They may be having a newborn, and so sleep is not readily available. So them taking the time to get extra sleep, to get in a nap or go to bed earlier so that they can fill in the hours of sleep that they've been missing, that is a huge act of self-care, because that is what they need at that point in their life. And your self-care needs to be based on your own needs, not what some influencer on Instagram is telling you is or isn't self-care. That's their business, what they do for self-care. Don't allow other people to decide where you fit on the spectrum of self-care. And so if you are simply working right now to meet your basic needs, because that is where you are in life right now, I don't want you to dismiss the fact that you are still practicing self-care. Making yourself decent meals, focusing on taking the time to sit down and eat 3 meals a day, can be a very intentional act of self-care. Making sure that you can get in that shower and take however long you need without being interrupted can be an intentional act of self-care. So if that's where you are right now in your life, where you are just working on the simple basics because you lost yourself, or you're in the midst of caring for a newborn or a parent or any person, so your own needs are not being met at some of the basic levels, be okay with that, because it is okay. You are doing an act of self-care. Even if it's sitting down and drinking water, that is self-care. It is on the spectrum of self-care. I don't want people walking around with the idea of, oh, if I'm not meditating and drinking matcha every day and getting manicures and facials regularly and massages once a month, then I can just hang it up. I'm not practicing self-care and I'm never going to get there. So why even try? No, you have to start with the basics. If you can't start with the basics, you're never going to get above and beyond in your self-care practice. So look at where you are in your life and what kind of self-care makes sense for you right now. If you're having trouble eating regularly, getting full night's sleep on a regular basis, that's where you need to start. And discounting that as not self-care doesn't benefit anybody at all. All it does is make the people who are loving having a shower feel guilty that their little shower is nothing and they're not really practicing self-care. Absolutely not. Ooh, it makes me so angry when I see stuff like that. Self-care is on a spectrum. Anywhere from basic needs all the way up to the luxury acts of self-care. And self-care should never, ever, ever be considered a luxury. You can do luxurious things like check yourself into a hotel for the night. I mean, you even may consider ordering out for on a weeknight, a luxury for you. That is up to you, where your spectrum lies and what you consider for yourself to be luxury. So don't go on social media looking at so-and-so on Instagram because they promote themselves as a self-care person and they drink matcha special tea from Japan and they meditate every day and they wear only organic clothing and they take annual girl trips and they get massages every month. That's great for that person. But if that is not your life, that is okay. If sleeping in on a Saturday is your self-care act and you consider it to be luxurious, girl, yes. Yes. Sleep in and enjoy every minute of extra sleep that you get. Because what makes it luxurious is the fact that you can luxuriate in that. Now, I don't know if I'm just making words up here, but that's how I want you to start to see things. If taking a shower is your act of self-care, girl, put a shower balm in there, rub some oil down on your skin, take a little extra time. Make it a luxurious act of self-care. And if that just means that you just have time to get in the shower and turn it a little hot for a minute so you can take some deep breaths, that's fine too. Don't ever compare what you're doing for self-care to anybody else out there. Your spectrum of self-care and what you can do and can't do for yourself is for you to judge and nobody else. Matter of fact, I'm going to take that back because I don't want you judging yourself. Do what you can do and it will be on the spectrum of self-care if you are in the act of caring for yourself. I don't care if it's you sitting down to eat a piece of peanut butter toast because you missed breakfast and it's now 12 o'clock in the afternoon and you've got to run out the door for your next thing. Eat the toast and sit there and think, I'm taking care of myself right now. I'm proud of myself because I'm proud of you too. So keep on doing all the little things and counting it all as self-care and loving on yourself. All right, mama, I love you and I want you to love yourself too. Have a good day. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at My Life Is a Beach, or you can follow at The Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.